Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here's your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker with Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And joining me in studio today is Lee F. Millis, who's the conductor and music director for the Bucks County Gilbert and Sullivan Society here in our beautiful Bucks County. Lee, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon.
First, let me start with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, thank you for coming up here today. We are here to discuss a very powerful musical presentation that Lee and Robert Binkley collaborated on, and that is the performance of Handel's Messiah. So, Lee, could you tell me and tell our listeners of Holy Spirit Radio, which is 1570 AM in Doylestown in Philadelphia and 1420 in Coatesville in Chester County. Well, Lee, again, thank you for being here. I'm so excited to interview you because the Messiah is one of my favorites, if not the favorite. And so I just wanted to welcome you here. As I understand, you've been here before.
Well, thanks for having me again. And
you're welcome.
What we're here to talk about is our upcoming performances of Handel's Messiah, which is in a sing-along format, meaning that the audience actually gets to perform by singing the choruses of Handel's Messiah. And that will be sung along with our full 40-piece orchestra and our group of stunning soloists who will sing the arias.
Oh, beautiful.
And also joining us for this performance, we will be joined by the Lenape Chamber Choir under the direction of Jamie Rogers from Lenape Middle School here in Doylestown.
Oh, awesome.
And they'll be joining us on two very famous pieces by Leroy Anderson, Sleigh Ride and A Christmas Festival.
Oh, excellent.
And those will also feature the chorus of the audience singing in all the famous Christmas carols, such as Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Ding Dong Merrily on High, Jingle Bells, as a warm-up to Handel's Messiah.
Oh, excellent. Well, that brings to my mind, Lee, how long in the past have these performances been? I mean, you do a full Handel's Messiah sing-along, right?
Well, there's not quite the full Messiah.
Okay.
Being that we're doing it here at Advent and Christmastide.
Oh, that's true.
We will do just the portions that are really appropriate for this time of year. Handel's Messiah actually was written in three full parts, and Handel wrote it in a very brief period of time. In just shy of 2 weeks, he wrote this large, large work, which, as I said, was in three parts. The first part is the Advent Christmas portion. The second part is the Passiontide portion of Messiah. And then the third part is the Eastertide portion. And we will be doing the full first part for Advent Christmas. It will do with one little teeny portion from the Passiontide section, which is the famous Hallelujah chorus, and then we will do a few excerpts from the third part, which is the Eastertide section, featuring the famous trumpet shell sound, and then the final very large triple chorus at the end, which is called Worthy is the Lamb, and is very, very, very famous, as I said, triple chorus, and you can't really end Messiah without doing that.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
I agree with that. So in my research, basically, the Messiah can be, from my research, the Nativity, the Passion, the Resurrection,
correct,
and the Ascension,
right,
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the way in Handel, again from my research, he put this together within,
I mean, short time. Yeah.
You know, and I was just fascinated by reading. I had read stuff before, but I really delved into it over the weekend, and it's just remarkable. It's just remarkable. So, any comments about how remarkable that is and how he brought it to fruition?
He stole stuff from himself that was instrumental music and just added words to it and made it part of a chorus. Like there were several sections that were instrumental in terms of things like from Concerti Grossi and duo chores and those kind of things and just added words to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he didn't have to write the music again. He just had to add the words in, or his librettist, actually. Mm-hmm. He wrote the words, and he just stuck them in. Jennings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read about him. Yeah. That fascinating to read about this, folks, if our faithful listeners, if you want to really delve into the genius behind the Messiah. But as Lee said, I mean, he started more with Italian opera.
Yes.
And then as that kind of faded or waned over the course of his life,
yeah,
he jumped over to more, he came over to
Oratorio.
Yeah. So I thought that was fascinating. You may want to look that up on your own and then while you're listening to it, you get a full effect of appreciation. So that was fabulous. Well, thank you, Lee, for that explanation. Now, a couple years ago, you had come in and talked about it, but since then, the venue where it's going to take place has changed, I believe.
Yes, we've kind of sort of moved our location around a couple times as we've done this over the past, maybe I think it's about 8 or 9 years that
yes.
we've been doing these performances. And we've started in churches as we started to perform this. But this year, we've sort of made a major jump and have moved to the sort of professional stage, and that we will be performing in the theater in the Life Sciences Building at Delaware Valley University, located at 700 East Butler Avenue in New Britain.
All right. Well, thanks. So this is a jump in venue, and I was talking with Bill Buckman earlier, and he said this, I mean, and as you just alluded to, it's kind of a step up.
Yes, in that it has, you know, it's a professional theater. It's used for equity performances during the year. It has, you know, theater seating, balcony, you know, the fancy little lights going down the sides of the seats in the theater. There is a small theater pit where the Lenape Chamber Ensemble Choir will be performing in front of the stage, and the orchestra will be on stage, as will the soloists. And, of course, that stage lighting and all that sort of thing, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unlike church settings where you kind of have to make do with what the church is set up, you know, liturgical settings.
Yes. So let me ask you this. How long have you been rehearsing?
Well, for the Messiah, believe it or not, we get a very short rehearsal period because, of course, we've done this for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
So the orchestra really has the score under its belt. So we actually only rehearsed 2 times with the orchestra for this. And the soloists come in, and they pretty much learn their music on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in, and they get 2 rehearsals with the orchestra. And we, of course, audition them before they come to do that. So we select them based on how they know their music.
Yes.
That's how they get selected to do the performances with us.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you, Lee. Remind our faithful listeners when it is.
The performances are on Saturday, December 17th, and there are 2 of them. One is at 2 p.m. and the other is at 8 p.m. And tickets will be on sale at the door.
And Lee, how much are the tickets?
Tickets for adults are $15, and children 13 and under are free. And just one last note is that if you go to our website, which is bucksgns.org or buckscountygilbertandsullivan.org, you can download the music from the sing-along portion of the show and print them out and bring them along, or just do that at the concert and sing right from your phone.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Lee.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, our faithful Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners. So mark your calendars. And what is the date again? The 17th?
Again, Saturday, December 17th at either 2 p.m. or 8 p.m. at the Delaware Valley University Auditorium.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lee Millis. Really appreciate taking this time out of your busy schedule. Is there anything else you want to wrap up with about this performance coming up?
Well, I will just put in a shameless plug for our spring production, which is going to be Mikado this year, which is on Father's Day weekend. I believe that's June 17 and 18 and 19, and that will also be at Del Valle. And again, that is the famous Mikado of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Okay.
So please mark your calendars for that.
All right, Lee. Well, thank you. And maybe you can come back and prior to that, and we can do a piece on that.
Oh, would absolutely love to. I'd be glad to bring along our Bucks County GNS founder, Bob Binkley, who can tell us a lot more about the group and the show, and that we'd love to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lee Millis of the Bucks County Gilbert and Sullivan Society. I'm here to talk about the upcoming performance of most of Handel's Messiah. Okay, on the 17th of December, 2022. This is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio. I want to thank our faithful listeners. I want to let you know that you're listening to Holy Spirit Radio on 1570 AM in Doylestown in Philadelphia and 1420 WCOJ in Coatesville and Chester County. So thanks again for listening and talk to you soon. God bless.